When you get three vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension.
Viago was an 18th century dandy.
Look, a ghost cop.
Vladislav is a bit of a pervert.
This is my torture chamber.
Deacon's like the young bad boy of the group.
I'm supposed to pay rent, but I don't.
The trouble with being a vampire is you have to be invited in.
Please come in to the bar, please.
$4 is water.
Will you invite us in?
We need some fresh blood.
Hi, my name is Nick. I've been a vampire for 2 months.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
It is a beautiful day in Massachusetts. I'm at the park right now walking my beagle. And earlier today I watched an awesome, awesome, hilarious movie, What We Do in the Shadows, from 2014. This is a mockumentary style movie from a couple of the guys from Flight of the Conchords, whom I'm familiar with very, like, peripherally. I've never actually seen an episode of that show. I just knew they existed. I think I need to go back and watch it because this movie was freaking hilarious. It stars Jermaine Clement and, I'm going to say this probably wrong, Taika Waititi, two guys from New Zealand. They also wrote and directed this, and it was basically, you know, a documentary style comedy, kind of like The Office or Parks and Rec or Spinal Tap, the Christopher Guest movies. Everyone's familiar with those now. I mean, it is a genre, and when it's done right, it is great. And this was done right. It's kind of strange to try to talk about a comedy, because, you know, what is funny to some person might not be that funny to others. I love dry humor, and this has a lot of dry humor. And it's got a lot of broad, big humor, too. And it just pokes fun at, you know, what would four vampires living together kind of act like. And we're not talking modern vampires. We're talking guys who have been vampires for hundreds of years. And how would they be acting in the world today? And that, I think, I really like that. They didn't try to modern themselves up. I mean, there is a younger vampire who is modern. But that is fun too. I mean, just the entire movie is hilarious. And I remember seeing a trailer for it a couple of years ago, and it just kind of been on my radar, and then I forgot about it. And I saw that it was on HBO. So I finally said that is today's movie. I didn't know until earlier today what my movie would be, but, you know, I'm glad that I found this. I'm glad that I watched this. This is a keeper. This is one I'm going to watch over and over again. That's how funny it was. Basically, the plot, I guess you would say, is that, you know, vampires live together. They end up kind of getting ready. It's like a documentary crew is following them as they prepare for the, I forget what it's even called. It's basically a giant party where, you know, the undead get together. And, you know, there's werewolves, vampires, and zombies. And I can't say enough about it. Now, this is a short episode, I realize now. This is only 3 minutes long, but what else can I say about this movie? Except if you like dry documentary style, mockumentary movie, like TV shows, if you're a fan of The Office or Parks and Rec or the Christopher Guest movies, this is perfectly right up your alley. It doesn't matter that they're in New Zealand. Like, that has nothing to do with, you don't lose any humor. Maybe it helps. I don't know. These guys are awesome. And I intend to go now and devour Flight of the Conchords. So I'm not alone in the park. It sounds like I'm in the jungle, but I'm just walking in the park. It's very woodsy, but I'm going to be walked by some people now. So I think that's it. I mean, what else can I say except go on HBO, or where, that's the only place I don't know where, if it's anywhere else, but I know it's on HBO. Go on HBO, watch this movie. I'm going to hold my phone up to my face like it's a phone now, so it looks like I'm talking on the phone. But, come on, buddy. I'm walking my beagle, and he's pulling me along in the woods. I have a Superman shirt on. I just walked by a woman with a Superman shirt, like an older couple, and the woman is just like, she didn't give me the, hi, I'm also wearing a Superman shirt, nod. I think I earned that. I think I deserve that. I don't think she's wearing that shirt properly. I may have a word with her if I walk by her again. Anyway, as I was saying, okay, they're gone. All right. Okay, my dog is doing his business now. I should probably go. But real quick, this is day 16. We are over the hump. There's 14 days left. Now, this is FNE Movie Month. Fans Not Experts Movie Month. What does that mean? That means you can find us at fansnotexperts.com. On Twitter, you can find us at fansnotexperts and at Geek Mentality. On Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/fansnotexperts. And on SoundCloud, we're at Fans Not Experts and Fans Not Experts 2. We're on YouTube also. If you just search Fans Not Experts, we don't have enough subscribers, so we don't have an actual cool YouTube name. We put up a lot of our podcasts. I haven't put up the Movie Month podcast. I actually decided to use SoundCloud instead of YouTube this time and see how that works out. But everything you want to find is at fans.experts.com. And if you use Google, or if you use Twitter, Facebook, you can search the hashtag FNE Movie Month. Now, starting tomorrow, I'm going to New York to visit some family in upstate New York. We're going to hang out, barbecue, sit by the pool. So I'm going to try to watch a movie really early on Friday morning and get a podcast up. Try to watch a movie really early on Sunday morning and get a podcast up Sunday night, because I'll be watching wrestling Sunday night. And the big thing is the Saturday, when we're actually at the house, at their house all day. Going to try to watch a movie early in the morning before everyone wakes up. Maybe go walk my dog and record a podcast and see if I can throw it up online. There's going to be a lot of downtime, so I don't think it's going to be an issue. If I can get through this, then I think it's smooth sailing to day 30. But I'm happy we're at this point now, 16 days in. So thank you guys for listening, and play my music. I'm sure the people who were walking by me heard me say that. They thought, what the hell is this guy? Okay, my dog is really doing his business again now, so I got to take a bag out. All right, now you can play my music.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome, my mom says. Please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.